Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 72. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 87. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 82.
Mid-America Network News. An effort to reinstate the ban on the 3-day grace periods for mail-in ballots ahead of the August primaries has failed. Secretary of State Scott Schwab filed a request for an emergency stay on a temporary ruling that restored the grace period. The Kansas Court of Appeals rejected the request, meaning voters who submit their advance ballots by Election Day can expect their votes to count if they are received within 3 days. A Topeka woman who was 24 weeks pregnant with twins was severely injured in a dog attack on July 17th in the Highland Park area. A woman was out walking when two dogs attacked her. She had a 10-hour surgery on her face to put her face back together. The babies are fine. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A 70-year-old Wichita man has died after being hit by a car while standing in the roadway minutes after colliding with another vehicle in a separate crash yesterday morning. Willie Sanders was driving southbound on KS-14, 3 miles north of Sterling in Rice County, when he attempted a left-hand turn in front of another vehicle. The two vehicles collided in the northbound lane. Sanders and two occupants in the other vehicle sustained suspected minor injuries. Another vehicle was northbound on KS-14 when it came upon the injured crash. Sanders was standing in the middle of the northbound lane. The driver attempted to brake for the crash, but did not see Sanders in the road, leading the driver to strike the 70-year-old man. He passed away from his injuries. The city of Hutchinson is asking residents to voluntarily conserve water as utility crews continue repairing multiple water main breaks that disrupted water service and traffic in several parts of the city. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dane's carries tires with every major brand and size, from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Dane's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The conversation of data centers continues on across the state of Nebraska after a Lincoln-based tech company known as Monolith ended up holding a town hall meeting recently to talk and answer questions, trying to garner community support for a proposed data center to be co-located on its current site. KSNB Local Channel 4 says that the meeting was delayed after the massive amount of turnout, with organizers needing to add chairs to accommodate the crowd, where the proposed data center from the company of Monolith calls for a 10-acre site on its existing property, generating 35 megawatts and creating more than 15 jobs, with the preliminary figures showing water usage coming in at near 770,000 gallons or less per year. If the project is to move forward, the company Monolith would need approval from the Planning Commission and the Village Board for a zoning change. However, during the conversation, a key concern that was raised by many residents is that the zoning amendment could open up the agricultural land for future development. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Have you ever wanted to go above and beyond for your community? Volunteering for your local fire or EMS department is your opportunity. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. As a volunteer, you will meet new people, learn new skills, and make a meaningful impact. Learn more at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved moving forward with a budget recommendation for 2027 with a proposed mill levy of 49.314, a nearly 10% increase of 4.311 mil over the previous year's 45.003, which will exceed the revenue neutral rate. Initial budget drafts plugging in various options for county employee raises were estimated as high as 52.202 mil with a 3% raise or 52.694 mil with a 5% raise. The 27 budget is based on a slight increase in valuation for property assessed in Marshall County. Washington County Sheriff Justin Cordry met with commissioners at last week's meeting, responding to concerns from dispatch discussed at a previous meeting, including issues with the 911 communications director. Commissioners later in the meeting met in executive session with three attorneys, including the county attorney and sheriff. No action was taken as a result of the half-hour meeting. Countywide ambulance services were again discussed with no decisions made. Nemahal County Commissioners awarded a construction bid for a new EMS facility with a steel building by AHRS Construction at $623,000 for a 60-by-80-foot structure located at 7th and Nemahal Streets in Seneca. Commissioners noted only a slight increase in the cost of steel versus a wood building. Shannon Stapleton was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Galen Ackerman, who resigned from the Nemahal County Planning Commission. And commissioners met in special session last evening to interview a candidate for an open HR position. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in July approved administrative pay and raises with Craig Harries elected board president and Butch Schmitz vice president. Dates for board meetings beginning in September will be moved to the second Monday each month, 6 p.m. in the conference room of the Activity Center. A Washington, Kansas man, 44-year-old William Joseph Brown, was arrested last week by Riley County authorities in Manhattan on a Dickinson County warrant, charging him with theft of property or services, burglary of a non-dwelling, and a vehicle to commit a felony. A house fire in Waterville Friday morning totaled the Jody Crumbly residence, which was engulfed, as firefighters arrived shortly before 7 a.m. at 516 East McNulty Street. Children were apparently not at home at the time of the fire. There were no reported injuries. Contents in the house were destroyed. Donations for clothing and cash are being accepted for the family. Marshall County Health Department will offer vaccine outreach clinics, including all adult, adolescent, and childhood vaccines, as well as blood pressure checks. No appointments needed. Stops are planned in Beatty, Summerfield, and Axtell Wednesday this week at the Beatty Fire Station from 1 to 2:30, Summerfield Fire Station from 3 to 4:30, and Axtell American Legion 5 until 7. Stops are planned August 4th in Vermilion and Frankfort, and August 5th in Bremen, Waterville, and Blue Rapids. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Hello, I'm Chris Denner. After more than 30 years of serving Marshall County, providing strong leadership with results, I'm running for County Commissioner. I believe that together we can strengthen agriculture and local business, invest in roads and infrastructure, expand housing opportunities, protect your taxpayer dollars through responsible stewardship, and bring our communities together. Again, I'm Chris Denner, and I'd be honored to earn your vote August 4th so we can build an even stronger Marshall County together.
Paid for by Chris Denner from Marshall County Commission.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers continue into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on a Wednesday night, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower 70s. Rain showers may linger early Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s, then scattered showers possible on a Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. More rain may linger early on Friday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s, and mostly clear in the mid-60s throughout Friday night. And sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s, and clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-60s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Warming up as we head into next Monday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And temperatures staying around average throughout most of next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Recent high temperatures around the century mark nudging, not breaking record highs. Average high temperature late July 91, the record on this date 108. The average low 67, the record low 54. Sunset this evening 8:46, sunrise in the morning at 6:21.
Summertime is peach season, and for those a bit fuzzy on their peach facts, we have a little refresher today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was born on this day in 1929. Peaches are in season, a good time to address some of our most frequently asked peach questions, like why do peaches have fuzz? For several reasons, it slows evaporation and loss of moisture. Plus, it discourages insects, especially the ticklish ones. Are there peaches without fuzz? Sure, producers sometimes shave it off before shipping them to market. Or it may be a variety bread with no fuzz like a nectarine. And how can you pick a good peach? A pleasant peachy fragrance is a good sign, and it should give just a little bit with a gentle squeeze. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more seasonal advice online, just go to almanac.com.
Think you know your music? Grab your friends for Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids August 1st from 7 p.m. until 9. We'll play the songs, you mark your cards, sing along, and compete for prizes. $25 per person with proceeds towards Blue Rapids Community Action Team projects. It's easy to play, fun for all ages, and you never know which songs will earn your winning bingo at Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids August 1st. Information on the BR Cat Facebook page.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Can
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may be an off-season for baseball, but Kansas Jayhawk baseball will have an opportunity to play in Iowa for the fall school semester as the Jayhawks will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes at the Field of Dreams Ballpark in Dyersville, Iowa on October 10th. It is big news after a historic season that Kansas baseball is just coming off of, capturing a Big 12 regular season and tournament championships, along with the Lawrence regional title. The Hawkeyes also had a strong season going into the end of the season at 33-23 for the regular season and advancing to the Big Ten tournament for the 11th season straight. According to the Kansas University Athletic Department, they say tickets are available if you would like to head to Iowa to see the Field of Dreams ballgame, where you can go to the KU Athletic Department website and purchase your tickets there. The first pitch against the Jayhawks and the Iowa Hawkeyes is set for October 10th, with that first pitch at 1 p.m. According to the Jayhawk baseball team, they say it's a perfect way for the offseason to get ready for the upcoming baseball season of 2027.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. It's always a good time to think about safety on your farm. Chase Pagel, a safety consultant for Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Wisconsin, says her operations hold trainings with their local safety officials. She goes on to say that they share that every year or every other year, local fire departments conduct walkthroughs of their facilities to familiarize themselves with the layout. It's important for responders to know where animal areas and high hazard zones are, especially places like digesters that contain methane and other chemical storage areas. While maps are prepared to highlight these risks, having fire and EMT teams visit in person helps ensure that they understand the unique challenges they might face during an emergency. She advises holding a debrief after any on-farm accident to review what went well and what could improve, helping everyone work better with fire and EMT teams. Having an emergency response team on site is also key. They practice drills and assign roles like scene control, firefighting support, or first aid, so they're ready to act quickly until professional help arrives.
College football season is coming up right around the corner, and there are some changes happening at Emporia State University for the upcoming 2026 football season after announcing that Welch Stadium has a new state-of-the-art turf field to be known as the Black Creek Diesel Field. KSNC News reports that according to the athletic department for Emporia State University, they say the field is thankful in part by Clint Drake and the contributions to the program, saying, quote, whether it was watching the Hornets or playing as a Spartan, Welch Stadium has a special place in Clint Drake's heart, where they say the installation has begun and is expected to be completed before the start of training camp for football season starting on August 3rd, where Drake, a native of Emporia, also released a statement after the announcement saying, growing up, Emporia State Athletics was simply part of life. I can still remember sitting on our front porch and hearing the cannon fire every time the Hornets scored. The Hornets begin their training camp again on August 3rd, opening up the season on the road against Minot State on August 27th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family-owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family-driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway, the best in the Midwest. Tear up the track this Friday night in your favorite IMCA classes. Gates open at 6 p.m. with racing at 7:30. The fastest laps in the area can be found at the Beatrice Speedway this Friday night, sponsored by Prelwitz Exteriors. Full information and schedule available at BeatriceSpeedway.com or on the Beatrice Speedway Facebook page. And stay tuned to KNDY next week as we'll have your chance to win tickets to the Speedway for next Friday's races.
It's time to start reaping the benefits of your spring plantings. So break out the garden fork and get busy harvesting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Carrots and other root crops are ready to harvest when the root has reached full size. They'll have the best flavor and longest storage life if you give them proper care from the garden to the fridge and finally the table. Pull a few to check on their development. You may want to use a garden fork or shovel to dig instead of pulling up the crop. It's easy to end up with a handful of leaves and no root when trying to pull these crops out of hard clay soil. Place the shovel several inches away from the root crops. Push it straight into the soil to avoid damaging the roots. I like to wiggle the shovel to loosen the soil and then pull up the root crops. You may need to water the garden prior to harvesting during hot, dry weather. Trim the leaves back to an inch and store in a perforated plastic bag in the refrigerator. Wash and further trim your vegetables right before using. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Community Healthcare System Family Medicine Providers care for your growing family. With locations in Frankfort, Centralia, Onega, Holton, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, and Marysville, CHCS connects you to hometown care. From prenatal visits and delivery to newborn care and ongoing family health, CHCS is here from the start and for life. Visit chcsks.org.
We all know Custer and his men met their fate at the Little Bighorn. However, a chapter of the story you've probably not heard is how a town in Kentucky played an important role in that event. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Charlie Skies portrays George Armstrong Custer for summer history walks in downtown Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Custer and his cavalry unit were here during portions of 1871, 2, and 3.
After an extended stay in the West, the 7th Cavalry came back east, and they were divided up and sent on provost duty throughout the South, which was still in sort of a martial law sort of thing.
Elizabethtown was the perfect place for Custer to make his headquarters.
Custer came here because there was two railroads coming through here, a main highway, and plenty of stockyards. He traveled all through Kentucky, Tennessee, and the Carolinas and acquired horses.
The horses Custer's men were able to procure were quite impressive.
When they had parades down on South Main Street, each troop had their own color of horse. So you had the white horse, the gray horse.
Skies says Custer wanted the best steeds to track down Native Americans out west. When he portrays Custer, he mentions the role those horses played in his infamous attack.
Thanks to the horses obtained during the stay in Elizabethtown, about 250 or 75 of us cornered about 2,000 of them one day out in the Little Bighorn at Montana.
While we associate Custer with the Western U.S., his time in Kentucky was important.
Custer himself, while here, had 6 Kentucky thoroughbred horses. He didn't mind getting them out and racing them, so all the horses that they acquired here went directly to the Badlands of Montana and the Dakotas and all these areas.
Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
Harvesting melons can be difficult because it's often hard to tell when they're ripe. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you're growing cantaloupe, there are several signs that will indicate when it's ready as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3 and 5 seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Cantaloupe or muskmelon? The terms are interchangeable for the most part. If you have some growing in the garden, you may be wondering how soon they can be harvested. Gilbert Miller is an area extension vegetable specialist with Clemson University. He says in general, the time from the female bloom to harvest is 30 to 35 days. The most noticeable sign that the melon is ready is when the fruit easily separates from the stem.
It'll be a cracking around the pedestal or the stem that attaches to the fruit. And they call this slipping, when you can just apply a little bit of pressure when you see that cracking and the stem comes off. That's at full maturity.
Your nose can also point out a ripe cantaloupe. Sniff where you pulled it from the stem, and there should be a strong aroma. Keep an eye on the outer rind. Miller says most varieties of cantaloupes will turn from a green to buff yellow color and begin to show a netting pattern on the surface as they ripen.
The veining on the fruit gets really dense as it matures, less slick surface area on the fruit. The netting, if you pay close observation to it, you'll see the netting will actually start, or the lines will start actually going up the stem, and that's a good indication that it's getting close to being mature.
After a cantaloupe is picked, it will ripen a bit more, but Miller says it won't get any sweeter. How you store it is an individual choice. Some people keep it on the counter. Others like to eat it cold and store it in the fridge. Miller says either way is fine, but it'll keep in the refrigerator for at least a week in excellent condition. You'll find more tips for growing and harvesting cantaloupe at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Welcoming a new baby is one of life's most precious moments, and you deserve to feel supported every step of the way. At Washington County Hospital, we're here for you. From your first visit to delivery day, to those first quiet moments with your baby, our caring team is by your side. We'd love to meet you, so schedule a tour today by calling 785-325-2211. Washington County Hospital, best of care, close to home.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
In Matthew 6:24, Jesus says, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. Many translations render mammon as money, and that's helpful, but the word carries a deeper idea. Mammon is connected to the language of trust, firmness, and security, the same family of meaning behind the word amen. This is true. This can be trusted. So Jesus isn't warning us about money as a tool. After all, money can be stewarded wisely and used generously. He's warning us about money as a master. Mammon whispers, "Trust me, I'll keep you safe, I'll be enough." But only God can bear the weight of that trust. So ask yourself, what promises am I trusting money to keep? Because only God is worthy of our ultimate amen.
Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after hospitalization and return home. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-336. 3528.
The biofuels industry has its eye on a potentially massive new market. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Maritime shipping burns up about 87 billion gallons a year in fuel, which is even more than the aviation industry. Brian Werner heads the Minnesota Biofuels Association and says marine fuels are a prime opportunity.
Ethanol producers are ready to supply the marine market and to continue to expand farm profitability and rural prosperity through additional decarbonization efforts in marine fuel. It can really serve as both a stabilizing force, but also a catalyst for agricultural development and market demand for corn, while increasing production of co-products from the ethanol production process, like protein, fiber, and corn oil that can be reintegrated into the food and feed system.
Werner says marine use of biofuels is just getting started and rapid growth is expected.
The overall demand is going to double by 2030. And so while we're seeing some ethanol-capable marine vessels and ethanol gallons consumed in marine shipping right now, that's projected to increase to about over 1,000 vessels and about 6.4 billion gallons by 2030.
Werner was part of a recent panel discussion hosted by Minnesota's Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, and I'll have more on the subject in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product come to life, Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Offering competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus. The benefit package including 401k, health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance. Apply online at landall.com/careers. EEO vets and disability welcome.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Fresh out from the United States Department of Agriculture's latest National Crop Progress Report, agriculture conditions across Kansas are holding mostly steady as producers battle midsummer weather patterns and lingering heat stress. According to NAS data released for the week ending July 26th, Kansas corn development shows 70% silking and 34% in the dough stage. Overall crop ratings for corn remain steady, with 54% of the state's crop rated in good to excellent condition. Meanwhile, soybean progress is advancing well ahead of normal paces, marked by 63% blooming and 39% setting pods. Kansas soybean conditions actually ticked higher this week, holding strong at 64% good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions across the region are currently rated 50% good to excellent, providing moderate grazing support despite persistent summer heat. Most notably for the state's small grain sector, the Kansas winter wheat harvest is officially completed, successfully wrapping up a demanding cycle defined by severe southern plains drought. In related input management updates drawing heavy attention from producers across the region, a growing number of Kansas and Missouri farmers are turning to alternative nutrient sources to combat high synthetic fertilizer cost. Agricultural specialists report that food processing residuals
individuals, often locally dubbed liquid gravy, are increasingly utilized as an efficient, low-cost organic soil amendment on corn, soybeans, and wheat stubble fields. Producers utilizing these nutrient-rich byproducts note significant improvements in soil biology and organic matter retention, helping operations effectively offset high input expenditures as they map out their midsummer agronomic strategies. At the center of this pushback is the CME's reliance on Kansas City hard red wheat infrastructure. National sorghum producers point out that this delivery footprint leaves over 80% of U.S. production outside the network, warning that thin liquidity could lead to distorted basis signals for growers. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Serving in Afghanistan, I was shot in the head by sniper fire. I was given a 5% chance to live. I'm Adam Alexander, and I'm a veteran. Today, I visit classrooms and share my story. I tell kids that with a little help and a lot of work, that you can overcome any challenge.
DAV helps veterans like Adam get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year.
My victory is being there for the next generation.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Your farm dog might be part of a working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than its urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk, but the chances of a dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at agriculture.com.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
With more breakout sessions than ever, such as the new economics of farm risk and farmland value effects of CRP enrollment, this year's Risk and Profit Conference provides farmers and ranchers an opportunity to learn about a variety of topics. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas State University Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn in K-State's Department of Agricultural Economics says the conference is set for August 20th and 21st at the K-State Alumni Center.
Well, it has been going for 30 years now, and it's a conference put on by the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State. It's kind of a showcase for some of the research and extension work that's going on in our department, and it's an opportunity for the faculty to present that to folks and also for them to interact with the participants here. So it's got general sessions as well as quite a few breakout sessions, and so it's a two-day conference that happens in August each year. Going off of what the main speaker is going to be talking about, geopolitics, competition, and Kansas agriculture, and Greg Dowd is our general session keynote speaker for that, and he'll be talking about those things looking ahead to 2030 and beyond.
Each year, the Risk and Profit Conference selects a feature producer. Llewellyn says this year's feature producer is a couple who began their farming journey in 1996.
We have a family from Goodland, Kansas, this time in the northwest part of the state, Greg and Amy Sederstrom. They have a farm out there, crops and some livestock, I believe. And so they'll be talking with Eric Atkinson on their operation and some of the things they're doing just in this rather difficult farming situation.
In terms of breakout sessions, Llewellyn says they have 28 different sessions, and attendees will be able to choose from 8 of those sessions.
We have some stuff on policy, including government payments for row crops and some SCO and ECO crop insurance payouts. We also have the macroeconomic implications for agriculture by Brian Brigham. That's always popular. Alan Featherstone, our department head, will be looking at ag finance and some of the updates on that, just with what's going on in the farming world here. Price forecasts for both grain as well as inputs like fertilizer and diesel. And then there's some stuff on groundwater, on irrigation that's going on. We have several things going on in western Kansas, particularly related to that. We also have a few livestock topics on the beef side of things.
That was K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn with information on this year's Risk and Profit Conference. The full schedule and registration information can be found at agmanager.info. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We've been seeing the same set of numbers since the markets first opened up, and they currently sit mixed across the board. Over in the seeds market, these numbers have been going back and forth since the start of the day, and they are also mixed across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle are leaning mostly higher as of now, and the hogs, they are all in the green.
In the corn market, September corn up 6 1/4 at 4.58 even, and December up 5 3/4 at 4.79 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September down 4 1/2 at 7.24 1/2, and December down 5 1/4 at 7.40 1/4. In the oats market, September oats up 2 cents at 3.16 3/4, and December up 1 1/2 at 3.30 1/4. In the bean market, August beans up 2 1/4 at 12.10 3/4, and September up 3 1/2 at 12.03 1/4. Soybean meal for August down 90 cents at 3.19.90, and September up 30 cents at 3.20.60. Soybean oil for August down $1 at 70.45, and September also down $1 at 69.84. In the canola market, November canola down 8.60 at 7.82.60, and January down 7.50 at 7.92.20. In the cotton market, December cotton down 33 cents at 80.55, and March down 31 cents at 82.16. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September down 19 cents at 101.19, and December down 23 cents at 184. The euro for September is up to $1.14, and December is up as well at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly higher to 61 cents, and December in the green up to 61 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow has rallied over 600 points, boosted by strong earnings and a steep decline in oil. With the Dow Jones currently up 641 points at 52,851, the S&P 500 up 25 points at 7,439, and the NASDAQ up 7 points now at 24,939. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The latest batch of corporate earnings reports has boosted investor sentiment going into the midday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning was up 570 points, while the Standard & Poor's was ahead 0.25%. The NASDAQ composite, though, was lower by 0.1%. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index has fallen for a third consecutive month. Looking ahead, the panel finds that consumers anticipate little improvement in business conditions over the next half year. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay an estimated $5.5 billion to settle tens of thousands of lawsuits connected to its talcum powder. The claims say that talc led to cases of ovarian cancer in women who used it. Scoring that free airline seat upgrade just got tougher. More passengers are now willing to pay for first or business class. Delta says it made as much from premium seating in the first half of this year as it did from all of the seats in economy. Jim Ryan, ABC.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Thinking about buying or selling real estate? Before the paperwork and the closing day, there's one important choice: choosing the right title company.
At Pony Express Title, we pride ourselves in making the process feel simple, comfortable, and personal. Whether you're buying a home, selling land, or just exploring your options, we're here to help.
Stop in anytime, have a cup of coffee, and let's talk about what your next steps could look like.
Pony Express Title, working for you from start to finish.
For generations, Tension Corporation has been proud to be part of the Marysville community. As a local manufacturing facility, we're dedicated to producing quality products while supporting local families, careers, and growth right here in our hometown. Our employees are the heart of everything we do, and we're proud to continue building a strong future together. Tension Corporation, committed to Marysville's past, present, and future.
Your new home awaits.
Inline Construction can help you design and then build that dream home on your site. Or lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville. Don't wait. Make today the day you call on Inline Construction for a quote at 562-5525 or inline.construction@yahoo.com.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Beat the back-to-school rush at Blue River Eye Care. Did you know 1 in 5 kids need glasses by the time they reach kindergarten? Schedule your child's eye exam now and start the school year with clear, confident vision. We're easy to find in downtown Marysville, and we're open late on Mondays until 7 p.m. to fit your family's busy schedule. At Blue River Eye Care, the difference is clear.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first, because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.
Nobody gives you the owner's manual for living in Marysville. Where can you find a babysitter? What happens in Marysville at Halloween? Why are we the Black Squirrel City? How do I volunteer? Where can I find out what's going on and what's the best way to meet people? That's why One Marysville created Meet Marysville. Join us Saturday, August 8th from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Meet local businesses, organizations, clubs, and community groups. Learn about Marysville's traditions, discover services and activities, make connections, and get answers to the questions that help you feel part of the community. The Farmers Market will be open, plus there'll be yard games, children's activities, and giveaways throughout the morning. Whether you have lived in Marysville for 5 weeks or 50 years, there is still more to discover. Meet Marysville, Saturday, August 8th, from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Find details under the Events tab at onemarysville.com.
This is 95.5 KNDY FM Marysville, your home for today's country since 1988.